Culture to break down, everybody. I am your boy Jersey. What's going on? All right, let's get the King XAB on the live. That was Lil Eddie. All right, that's that statue. Make sure y'all go check that out on Spotify tonight. The King has worked with everybody from Jennifer Lopez, Usher, a lot of people. Make sure we're gonna tap in tonight. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. All right, how we feeling? What up? Talk by T is in here. Natalie Endless, what up? How we feeling? Humble Ray, what up? My sister's in the building. What up? XAB, what up, bro?
Yeah, what's going on?
What's going on, man? Welcome back to Black Culture, the Breakdown.
Chilling. How you been?
I'm good, man. I'm good. I'm feeling great. As you can see, there's no sound effects right now. We're having technical difficulties over here on Black Culture.
You know what I mean? It happens every now and then.
But it's all good, man. Welcome back, man. This is season 2, episode 3, Music and Movies for Love, right? On Valentine's Day. So we tapping in. What's up, everybody? I see a lot of people tapping in, waving and saying, what's up? What's up, Brandon? What's going on, Bianca? What's up, Blue Diamond? What's going on, Skeleton? Everybody just say what up, show us some love. We got XAB in the building. X, let's get into these topics, man. This is a crazy show. Let's get right into it. Gorilla Glue Lady. This lady is taking over the nation. What is going
on? Well, I mean, listen, reading labels, reading is fundamental. And this lady apparently had ran out of some hair product, and she looked up some Gorilla Glue and thought that it'd be a good idea to throw it up in her hair. And it let her hair stay in place for over a month. And then she realized that that probably isn't, you know what I mean? That probably ain't the wave. And figured she should probably try and find a way to get it out. And that's where the story kind of picked up. And we've been on this ride with her for, what, the last 2 weeks? And she...
Okay, so, but this is what my problem is. Why are we putting so much emphasis? There's so much that's going on in the world. And Gorilla Glue Lady has taken over everybody's lives, the headlines, the blogs, all of the YouTube channels. Like, this is crazy to me.
It is. It really is a banana situation. I don't understand why we kind of make people famous like this. But this is what we do. We make them famous off of stupid things that intrigue us. And I think she got like 1 million followers in a week. It's a lot. It's a lot going on. But she got the Gorilla Glue out of her hair. And it was a black doctor who administered the surgery to help remove.
Yes.
He had to remove and help her keep what she could keep. And the one thing I don't like is now she's selling hoodies regarding Gorilla Glue in her hair.
She's selling hoodies?
Yeah, she's selling merch. So, of course, everybody tries to capitalize on the moment, which is the standard for social media, folks, but it's kind of wild.
But it is the standard, and that's what I'm saying. It's up to us to really redefine what these standards really look like, because she needs to really be canceled. I have to tell her she has to go. No, she can't go.
Well, I don't think the hoodie was the right route. I think if she would have gotten in line with maybe a hair company or maybe a hair care company and became like a spokesperson or a part owner or something like that.
Oh, but I heard that it was all fraudulent anyways, and that it, that she could really get it out and it wasn't on there for a month. That I heard it was all like fraudulent. So, you know, like she's been debunked. Like there's YouTube videos debunking everything that she's like currently claiming. So that's why it's like when you're just being trendy just to get put on, it's actually quite interesting. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I don't know. Gorilla Glue is pretty strong. But, I mean, there was a dude who tried to replicate it by gluing a cup to his lip. And he might lose half his lip, his upper lip, because Gorilla Glue is wild. Gorilla Glue is not for you to be trying to put on your body.
But this is what I'm talking about, though. Like, now we praise this because of phenomenon and that we have people in America or all over the world that don't have no sense and that copy these things and then now you're going ahead and lose your life, lips, common sense, and IQ. You understand? Like, you know, it's
all that.
You know, it's not really pushing the culture forward. This is not a part of Black culture to break down.
It's definitely not.
You know what I'm saying? It's definitely not. So we're going to definitely tell Gorilla Glue Lady that we're going to need to see her transform this in a better way more than others.
Yeah. I mean, I think, I don't know why she became a celebrity sensation. That part about it is a little weird to me because definitely 5 years ago, she would have just been clowned and it would have been over with. But we didn't gotten so far away from what is
like.
We got so far away from what's respectable versus what is just like clown shit, and now clown shit is respectable. AI 6ix9ine, you know, AI Donald Trump. Like, there's just so many different ways that we have come to a point where we justify silly shit and make it seem like it's a reality or it's something that people need to respect or it's another side. And it's like, no,
yes.
People just do clown stuff and when they do it, we got to call them out for it. Otherwise, it becomes normalized. And now you get a next group of people who say, oh, she did something stupid and now got on because of it. Now I get to do something stupid and hopefully I get on because I did something dumb.
That's a whole fact. Okay? And we need to just get back to excellence. And let's really respect people that's really doing great work. And let's really put respect on people that really, really train their craft. And let's not viralize these people that do dumb stuff and get them a million followers and somebody spent their whole life in acting school or dancing school or whatever, playing an instrument, and they got 100 followers. And they're actually geniuses at what they do. So we just need to start to cherish people that are really great at their craft and not bullshit, okay?
Yes!
So with that being said, let's move on to the next topic. We are going to do a Gorilla Glue Lady update later on, though. Later on down the line, because I want to see what she's doing later. Framing Britney Spears, man, has like taken over the headlines. And Justin Timberlake has actually issued an apology to Britney and Janet Jackson, which is kind of like the first in how many years is the Super Bowl? So talk to us about that if you know anything about it.
Yeah, for sure. Well, one, man, listen. I understand it, and I'm a little bit more sympathetic regarding the Britney Spears situation, but y'all bullying Justin into making these apologies. And the reason why I say that is because that Janet situation was more so the media that ran and kind of took it to a whole nother stratosphere. Yes, he probably could have done a way better job in terms of like defending her at the moment, and that's where he did mess up. But y'all make it seem like Justin went, grabbed the titty out on purpose. And then when it got crazy, he was like, oh, it was all, I had nothing to do with it. And to some extent, he did say that. But at the same time, that was part of the whole performance. It just was the wardrobe malfunctioned. It didn't work the way it was supposed to go. That whole thing about him grabbing it down.
I guess the problem that everyone is having, though, is that Justin's career was still able to flourish and Janet took a major hit for that. And he didn't really go to her rescue to say that was a wardrobe malfunction.
Yeah, but this is revisionist history, though, because it's like we're talking about a different time frame where women empowerment, unfortunately, wasn't as strong as it is now. And the world was just so quick to jump on Janet and make it seem like it was all Janet. And this is where he messed up. Like, in today's day and age, we would have way more pressure on him to be like, yo, y'all can't jump on Janet like that. But back in the day, it was a Super Bowl versus Justin Timberlake. And his team is going to try and protect his image. And that's basically what it is. His team is going to – what happened is what his team is paid to do. Now, obviously, he should have had more of a backbone to maybe fight back. But it's hard when we're talking about branding, imaging, and when you have the biggest primetime show basically trying to disassociate from all of what happened. Because we're talking about – one, we're talking about Middle America – and we're also talking about a time frame where we weren't as free as OnlyFans being something that's normalized. We were still in a frame where something like that happened on primetime television and the Super Bowl could be canceled. Like, that was when cancel culture was a whole different type of cancel culture. You know, it wasn't a week. It was like the Super Bowl could have lost all of its endorsements. So what did they do? They kicked the buck to the artist. What did the artists do? They kicked the buck back and forth until somebody gets the betterment of the story. It's still not right. I'm just saying.
But let me ask you. Let me
understand why it went that way.
You feel like looking back now, just to, because, you know, I think I'm even guilty of this as well. Just kind of being like, yo, because I was kind of like on like yo, let Justin rock, kind of like that. But I did watch Freeman Britney Spears, and it does make you look at like, yo, the way that we violated Britney, like in terms of the culture, is kind of bananas.
Now, that's why I said I'm a little bit more sympathetic to the Britney Spears situation. Not that I'm not sympathetic to what happened to Janet. Let's not get it mixed up. What happened to Janet was completely and utterly ridiculous, especially looking back. But again, this is like a little bit of hindsight is 2020. In the moment, all of America was shocked that it happened. And we all knew that Janet was going to get some backlash for it. Mm-hmm. We just didn't realize that Justin was going to come out unscathed. But at the same time, we knew that too, because we're like, oh, this white boy is going to get out of here scot-free, and they're going to blame the black woman, and that's what happened. But when it comes to Justin Britney's situation, it was a little bit more of a tactical situation that ended up happening. They chose to build up a storyline where it was Britney's the bad girl and Justin is the clean, good guy, because Justin was going solo at the time. He dated Britney.
Okay.
And when he decided to date Britney and go solo, they felt like it was a good way to build PR by turning her out to be the bad guy, as she was already kind of fitting that role in some instance. And that, to me, is kind of, you know what I mean? Like, y'all thought that went out. Y'all really thought that out.
Definitely. Well, you know what? I hope that, you know, Britney is able to make a recovery in her situation. And, you know, Janet Jackson is still a queen, all right?
Yes!
She's going to forever be in the shmoney. So Justin Timberlake was never stopping no bad, okay?
And, I mean, look what happened. Janet is still a number one icon, and Justin has faded into the background. So karma comes back.
Absolutely. That's a fact. Well, X, thank you so much for coming on, man. I appreciate you being on here, giving us the culture news. Let everybody know where they can find you.
You know what it is? It's XAB from Dad Hats and Bow Ties. You can definitely go click on the arrow. My name should be underneath the hashtag BCT. Mentioned you, and you can, you know what I mean? Click on me, follow me if you want, as well as follow the Dad Hats and Bow Ties page, which is a podcast we release every Tuesday. So, yeah, man, this is Culture News, and I'm out.
Appreciate you, X. See you later, bro. Everybody,
yeah. XAB.
So that was XAB, y'all. Make sure y'all tapped in, because XAB literally got this stuff on lock. Make sure you tap in with Dad Hats and Bow Ties, because he got everything on lock, all right?
Yes!
Let's get my homeboy, Algin, on the line from Gospel Artists Entertainment to give us the Gospel Church, all right? Culture Church. Algin? What up? What up, Hallie? I see you in the building. What's going on, Dave? What up? Little Eddie's in the building. What up, Algin?
Yo, what up, man?
What's up, man? Welcome back to Black Culture, the Breakdown.
How you feel? Appreciate it, bro. Man, I am chilling on this great Valentine's Love's Day, whatever you want to call it. You know, I am chilling.
Listen, God is good.
All the time.
All the time.
God is good.
Amen.
Yeah, man.
Thanks for being back on the show, man. You know, listen, I see you got your glasses on and your
Yeah, just a little bit. My hair kind of like trying to stick out a little bit, but that's okay. And then glasses, had to rock the glasses a little bit tonight, you know. Trying to do a little something, you know. So,
right. In Jesus' name. Now, we're going to go into Culture Church, Algin, and talk about what's kind of going on. And, you know, actually, I want to talk to you about consistency and how important it is to be consistent in anything that you want to do. You know, we just had a conversation not too long ago, and consistency is like such a hard thing that I kind of feel like we all struggle with. Talk to how consistency can kind of change or hinder your progress.
So being inconsistent can change and hinder your progress. Being consistent can enhance it and actually elevate your progress. So basically, and I had to learn that even on my own, building, you know, my company, building what I'm doing. There were some points where I was not consistent. I literally wanted to just quit. And I actually did. I stopped what I was doing. And I had to understand and realize that by being consistent, that's the only way you can get the most effective and positive results. And that goes with anything concerning, you know, your business, your career, your whatever it is that you do, music, acting, entertainment, whatever it is, you're building an empire.
Yes.
Consistency is the number one key. And not only just for your business, but even building relationships, building friendships, whatever it is that you're doing. I mean, today is Valentine's Day. A lot of y'all out there, y'all have, you know, that special someone in your life because y'all were consistent with each other and y'all made it to Valentine's Day to where y'all can celebrate, you know. But consistency takes you a long way and it'll give you a whole lot of results. And it's very important when it comes down to just being consistent. A lot of times we take that word and we will like just overlook it and be like, oh, you know, that's very cliche-ish. You know, okay, yeah, be consistent, whatever. We never do it. But consistency actually has to apply. You have to apply action behind it. You know, you can say you're consistent all day, but where's the action to match up with that consistency?
Yes.
You know, you have to show that you're consistent in any type of way. So it's very important to be consistent in everything that you're doing. And that's not even just on the spiritual aspect. That's just all the way around. If you want to see the results that you're looking for, that's the number one thing, is being consistent.
Oh. Okay, now, Andrew was just dropping gems. He's dropping them for free. Hello back to you from Russia. You want to not on and tapped in, you cannot expect these gems for free. You have to be consistent.
Absolutely.
It is the key to anything. If you want to sing, if you sing every day for the next 10 years, guess what you're going to be? A beast. Even if you started off as mediocre, the only thing you can do is progress.
Yep.
Consistency. You understand? If you stop, you're going to lose what it is. Now, some people are God's gift, you know what I'm saying? And they
right.
Without having to kind of practice as much. But now let's kind of go the opposite scale of this. And let's talk about when you get to burnout, when you feel like you're overly consistent, or you feel like I'm doing way too much, or I feel like I don't have enough time for balance, and now you feel like you want to kind of crash and burn. How do you be consistent during those times, and how do you find that balance?
It all starts with their mindset. Is this something that you're willing to put the effort in and actually work for it? Because when you have that mindset and you have a goal, that's just like
saying, yes,
I want to become a millionaire by the end of this year. Well, I can talk the talk and I can say I want to become a millionaire, but in the Bible it says faith without works is dead. You can have faith all the time, but if you don't put in the work, then you won't see those results. So you have to put in that work. And, you know, it gets tiring and it gets frustrating a lot of times when we are trying to pursue anything or even trying to accomplish a certain mission and we're trying to get it done, but then we slack off or we just want to quit and we just want to say, you know what, I don't want to do this anymore because I'm not seeing the results. You know, it may not take you 2 years. It may take you 5 years to get to where you need to go. But if you stay consistent, then it's going to happen. I've seen it done by not only just by myself, but by other people. Look at, prime example, Tyler Perry. Tyler Perry, before he became Tyler Perry, the Tyler Perry, or Madea, what he was doing, he had been doing it years prior to when he actually got to, you know, be a star and fame and fortune. He stayed consistent. Now he is a billionaire.
And he
absolutely
okay. And sleeping in his car, but he wrote, produced.
He kept it going.
And listen, you don't have, and some people, they may criticize the quality of the content. Mm-hmm. It's repetitive or whatever the case may be. Guess what? Your audience is your audience. And
right.
What he's doing is not for you.
And right.
Concerned about that. But guess what he's doing? He's applying pressure and giving people content for the people that want to tap in. That's why he's a
millionaire. Absolutely.
You understand? So
people absolutely
talk about that and just do what it is that you need to do and be consistent with it. I promise you.
Yeah. Off. You have to be consistent with it. You will see the results. And I look at people like him who been through what he been through, but one thing he did not do, he did not allow his circumstances to stop the progression of his career. I'm going to say that again. He did not allow the circumstances to stop the progression of his career. Okay. Apply that to your everyday life. We're going to face challenges, but do not allow that to stop the progression to your career.
Yes.
And to your success.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. You better stop talking on here like that. Okay. Yes. You got to start charging.
Nah.
All right. What's going on? Yeah, there's a lot on here. Brandon's clapping for you. They said, got that right, overcome Atasha. Even saying, Evan McGee saying, amen. They saying, big facts, official. Tiffany Greer, come on. Everybody's agreeing with you 100%. Definitely all about being consistent and staying true to what it is that you got to do. But I really feel like you hit the nail on the head. Bow! You understand?
Yes!
Before you go, man, I want you to give us this. How do you stay inspired when you feel like everything is going wrong, all right? One more question. How do you stay inspired when you feel like, man, I just feel like I'm kind of over this and I want to kind of give up now because I keep trying this and it's not working out. I'm trying to have this singing career. It's not happening. I'm trying to have this dance career. It's not happening. Whatever the case may be, what is it that you do to keep you inspired when you feel like?
So there have been some instances where I've had that mentality where I didn't want to continue doing what I was doing, but I was inspired. And that inspiration actually came from the people that actually have my best interests at heart, that talk to me, that have that seen where I started from and got to this point. What I do is I go back to those same people. If I know these people are in my life to guide me and help, you know, help me get to a certain place in my life, then I go to them for guidance. A lot of times people be like, oh, all I need is Jesus. That's right. But I believe Jesus placed therapy and he placed counseling on this earth for a reason.
Okay.
So we have to understand that it is okay to talk to somebody.
It is okay.
Because all you need is that one person to just speak life. We need people to speak life into us in situations like that. And that's what kept me inspired. I went to my parents. They spoke life into me. I went to my manager. He spoke life into me. I went to a couple of friends. They spoke life into me. And when they speak life into you, it helped boost up your confidence, your faith, and it also helped boost up the mindset of knowing that, okay, I cannot quit now. So that's what inspired me, is having those people, those certain individuals in my life to talk to vent to say, hey, you know what? What should I do? Because I'm at my breaking point. You need the people, the type of people that we need in our lives is the one that would not allow us to quit on our careers, on our dreams, our visions, and our goals. Those are people that we need in our life. Those people that will say, no, don't give up. When we want to say, yes, I'm going to give up. We need those people in our life. And so that's what inspired me.
Listen. Hey, this is everything that we need. Listen, like-minded individuals, people that are in life. If someone's always around you just gossiping and negative vibes all the time, and why are you doing this? And, oh, that ain't going to work.
Yeah.
You need to reevaluate who's around you.
Absolutely, bro. Absolutely.
Like-minded individuals only, because you and you and I, for me, I like to be the person that knows the less in the room, because only be able to grow when you're around people that have accomplished so much more than you have. A lot of people don't like doing that because they don't like to be inferior to other people.
Right.
But you know, but when you like to learn, you don't care who's in the room. You want to learn. You know what I'm saying? Algin, thank you so much, man, for coming on here and giving us.
I appreciate you, man.
Bro, you always break it down for us and give us everything that we need to keep our day going for the week.
Yes.
I appreciate that, man. I appreciate you, bro.
What's mad, man? Stay safe and definitely stay inspired and definitely get your rest and don't let me stress you out. You heard?
That's right. You too.
All right, man. We'll see you later, bro. Everybody, Algin McCullough, Oz Entertainment.
Appreciate y'all.
All right, you guys. So that's Algin from Gospel Artist Entertainment. Make sure y'all are tapped in with him and follow him. He is the largest gospel platform in the world, okay?
Yes.
In the platform. So make sure y'all tap in. He's built that from scratch, tapping on his Facebook, tapping on the YouTube, and tapping on his Instagram. He's on Black Culture, The Breakdown. You know, Sundays at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here.
Yes.
Right? Let's kind of get the conversation rolling. We got Lil Eddie in the building, which is the culture star. Lil Eddie, are you in the building? It's saying that you are unable to join. I want to get you on here, but it's saying that you are unable to join. But how are you feeling? Brandon, I see you in the building. I see you clapping. What up, David? Royal Brown Skin, what up? Official Tiffany Gurd saying yes. Yes, yo, he was talking straight facts. If y'all not picking up these gems, then you're not really doing what you're supposed to be doing.
Yes.
That's on facts. All right? Like, you got to really tap into people that actually know what they're talking about and really start taking ourselves seriously if you really want to get to this next level, for real. I see the real Jamel Howard is in the building. What up, man?
Yes.
All right, we're about to get to you soon, but we got to get Lil Eddie on first. All right, Lil Eddie, say I'm here. Lil Eddie, can you send a request in so we can get you on here? But listen up, yo. We got Lil Eddie in the building, who's a 12-time Grammy Award nominee. Okay, you understand 12 times?
Yes.
Okay, that's 12 times. Okay, he's worked for people like J-Lo, Usher. That's just, okay, I'm not even going to talk too much. Let him get on here. He's going to explain everything that he's doing, all right? We're about to be in the money. All right, Lil Eddie, it's not letting me get you on here. Let's see. Boom, 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 boom. I don't see you on my request. I do see you trying to join. But make sure y'all tapping in. And make sure y'all learn from people that's actually doing it in the business. You understand? Jamel, we're going to get to you in a second, too. Make sure y'all tapped in. Jamel was just in the Salt and Pepper movie on Lifetime. All right? So make sure y'all tapped in with people that's actually doing great. Trying to join. We're still trying to get you on here, Lil Eddie. I do not see you on my back end. At all. Why is it doing that? Instagram. Why you want... Yo, this is the problem that I have with social media. Because there's no control over this. Like, right now, you see, like, I'm not able... You see, I'm still here. I know you're here, my brother, but I don't see you on my back end. And I'm not able to get you on here. And this is why we're not able to control our narratives. Social media is like... You know what I'm saying? So we should have our own platforms, okay?
Yes!
So let's figure that out. Anybody want to kind of figure out how to make our own platform if you don't got to go through this? Here we go. I see you now, Lil Eddie, but it's saying that Lil Eddie must upgrade app in order to join. Oh, it says you got to upgrade the app in order to join. What? Now Instagram is doing upgrading apps in order to join? All right, Lil Eddie, this is what you're going to do. I'm going to tell Jamel first. Can you go ahead and just try to upgrade the app so you can join? That's what it's telling me on your end. So maybe you have to do an upgrade, but I, you know, so go ahead and try and do that. And I'm going to get Jamel on here. All right. Is that cool? This is crazy. Update app in order to join. That is crazy to me. Okay. Instagram. This is what I'm talking about. Everybody, you trying to just, you know, be great and give people some knowledge and some information. And, you know, you just want to be able to sustain. And then this is what happens. Technical difficulties. Jamel, are you in the building, my brother? Let's get you on here. Jamel, are you in the building? Let's get a little, Eddie's going to take a little time, but we're going to get you on. But in the meantime, though, could we only celebrate excellence for real? If you're not good at what you do, I would advise you to really work on it. So if you're not really challenging yourself, if you're not feeling challenged, then you have to, in this point in time, in this, everything is critical. Do you see what we just went through with Donald Trump? That's what you, that's what happens when you put mediocrity in power. So let's really stick to, look at what's going on with everybody. All of our rappers are dying. Like, you like, we have to put people that actually are trained and ready to be on top, okay? So let's actually get back into really celebrating excellence and putting people that are trained to do what they're supposed to do in the position that they're supposed to be in. Like, that's just on period.
Yes.
Does anybody have any objections to that? All right? Okay. So, all right, look, Eddie said he's back and he upgraded. So let's see. Boom, 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 boom. Little Eddie, send a request in, my brother, and let's see if we can get you in. How y'all feeling, though, everybody? What's going on? I see Brooklyn Lotus Creations is in the building. What up? I always show love to people that show love back to me, all right? And Brooklyn Lotus Creations always shows love. Always remember that you gotta cherish the people that show love to you. I think that's really hard because we're always looking for people that, you know, oh, why are they not paying attention? Yo, the people that showing you love is right in front of your face. Pay attention, for real, all right? Hey, there we go.
Yo, what's up, bud?
What's up, man?
What's good, man?
Welcome to the show, man. Welcome to Black Culture, the Breakdown, little Eddie.
Nah, man. Thank you for inviting me, brother. Boy, I like what you're doing with your platform, man. It's very important that, you know, us of minority race and blacks and Latins and, like I said, minorities as a whole stay together and support each other's platforms and put our voices out there and, you know what I mean? Speak up. Let us be heard.
Absolutely, man. Brown people, black people, we all the same to me.
That's right,
you
know, man.
Man, because we all congregate and we understand what it was like to just not be in the majority. You understand? So,
I
get a foothold in this. Man, people who you are before getting into and what you do.
You were kind of glitching, bro. I couldn't hear the last bit.
Tell the people who you are, man.
What you. Yeah, man, my name is Lil Eddie. I'm from Spanish Harlem. I've been blessed to have a great career as an artist and singer-songwriter. I've sold a lot of albums internationally in Japan and toured the world. And I started first signed to Diddy and Mario Winans and had great success over
there. Yes!
Wrote for a lot of artists, produced a lot of records, worked alongside Sami Kowal and putting Fifth Harmony together and Latin boy group CNCO and other groups like Rack Sue helped them get to the top and have the biggest hits in the UK and worked with a lot of artists. And yeah, it's a blessing, man. It's a blessing. Came from eating out of garbage cans to, you know, working with the biggest artists in the world and some of the most greatest mentors like Sami Kowal and P. Diddy, you know.
See, like, we're going to have to walk back from the beginning because you just dropped a whole bunch of already intrigued because you just mentioned so many heavy hitters. In a breath, and a lot of people's careers get them. So, you know, the fact that, you know, you're still like a millennial and you've already accomplished so much, let's bring it back for the beginnings for some of the people that don't understand that journey. How did you get into the game, man? Like, how did you get into it?
Yeah, man. I mean, I started singing in a prestigious choir called the New York Voice Choir. We traveled the world. We sang backup for a lot of artists, but we were a ministry as well. and we would spread the word of God, singing around the world. And I did a lot of amazing things as a young kid, like sing for the Pope and sing for the Billboard Awards for all types of artists. And, you know, but I will always have to come back to the hood. So I will always be remembered, like, and humbled. But what it did was it opened, like, just being able to travel the world has opened Pandora's box for me as a kid. And it showed me there was more than just my projects, you know. And in that same token, it gave me that desire to want more, to do music, and to realize that, you know, hey, this could be something I do for the rest of my life. So I always tell people, I think music found me, music chose me. But later on, you know, I was singing on the trains, doing talent shows, doing everything I could, doing open mics. As a kid, I had a fake ID, NYC fake ID. I would go to open mics and all of that, start recording demos with producers. Because, you know, 10 years ago, it was about footwork. There was no, this social media wasn't at an all-time high. So you had to really put in the groundwork. You had to put in the footwork.
Yes.
And that's what it was really about back then. And I put in a lot of footwork. And from there was a choreographer named Eddie Morales who heard my demo. He was also another Puerto Rican from Brooklyn who heard my demo. And he took it to some people, or took it to the next people, and took it to Diddy and Mario Winans. And eventually I ended up doing a deal. And, you know, things didn't go exactly where I wanted to with that album. But it opened the door to this international kind of persona, and people started to reach out to me from different labels. After I toured Germany, the music leaked on YouTube into Japan, and I did 5 albums. They all went number one, and I have the greatest hits there. And in between, I did a lot of DJ stuff as an artist, and it just showed me, like, you know, being an artist, and especially now with where the industry is at, I feel like I scratched that surface from the beginning, because I had such a great career and sold so many physical copies of music and digital copies in its own right of music. And my entire livelihood has been just doing music and not capping myself, like being a songwriter, being an artist, all those things is again, scratching the surface to your creativity. Like if you can do that, you're an architect, you can be greater than just, you know, pouring into your creative well and pouring into your own artistry. You can help develop artists, and you can help, you know, get artists to the next level and give them a little piece of your jewels and your knowledge. And I've been blessed to do that, you know, in so many genres. And that is now part of my mission as an artist. It's not just me doing my music, but every artist I meet, I try to tell them, like, man, like, go for it, because you have nothing to lose and all to gain. And talent is something that we have to, you know, we can't take for granted, because everybody's talent is a blessing, it's a gift from God, and it's original. And we don't have to look at what the next man is doing. We're in our own competition. Like, the only competition is with ourselves. So, yeah, these are things I've just learned along the way, just, you know, doing music and being an artist, you know what I mean?
Man, you dropping so many gems already, man. I'm just trying to follow, because you went to, it got you in the hands of a puppy. Kind of, eventually, that's kind of was the big break, correct?
Like, yeah, definitely. That was the beginning, for sure.
Definitely the beginning. And now you've been able to kind of get to this point of cultivating artists, and you became an artist yourself, a songwriter. You've done so much. So now, how was that progression? You mentioned talent. You know what I'm saying? How important was it to be good at what you did? How important was it for you to stay up on your A game, so to make sure that you was ready for any opportunity at any moment? How important was that?
Yeah, I think it's one of the most important ideas we have to really lock in our heads as artists. Like, artists are usually anxious to be out there and to be seen or get a deal, but it's like, if you're not prepared, if preparation meets opportunity and you're really not prepared, then it will not equal success, and you will lose out on your chances of becoming a success. Because sometimes, the first impression is the last impression. So it was always very, you know, important for me growing up wanting to do music, being Latino, that if I was going to sing R&B music, I didn't have a Latin accent, which I never really did have one, because I grew up in New York, and, you know, I grew up in Spanish Harlem. But I was listening to Biggie and Jay-Z. I was listening to, like, a mix of all types of music, and I never really like I knew I was Latin and I would have that in the household, but you know, my father's a black Puerto Rican and my mom's a white Puerto Rican. So I never really, color and all of this other stuff never really meant anything to me until I seen the discrimination for myself, you know, growing up and how they were treated. But it was always important that if I was going to do R&B music that I studied and did my research and learned about, you know, the Donnie and Stevie and all the Motown greats and, you know, who wrote these songs and how they these artists were developed. And I learned a lot of that also singing in the choir. You know, we did a big Motown show and I did my research. I had to, I feel like I always had to go backwards and learn more about some of the artists and my favorites to really get me up to par. And yeah, man, like I said, it was footwork. You had to do a lot of performing live and you had to have the chops and you had to, you know, you had to, being a superstar, there had to be something super about you. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. In order for someone, a business to say, you know what, you're so amazing, I'm going to invest $1 million behind your project versus anybody else, you know? Mm-hmm. And I mean, we could always keep preparing to be greater. And like I said, once again, that competition is within ourselves, you know?
Absolutely. Man, you dropped so many gems there too, because you got to be dope at what you do in order for you to think that you can even have a shot. But you know, nowadays that has been changed. But what stood out to me was you said a choreographer was the person that looked out for you. I'm a choreographer, so that's what I do. And I work with countless amount of artists that I'm, you know, and I really feel like choreographers get their just dues, because some of the greatest talents like Michael Jackson, you know, that dance and they perform, is the choreographer that usually helps push them. Look, ready? Then we losing. Oh boy, are we having technical difficulties, everybody? It froze. Oh boy. Now let's see if we can get this going again. Blessings. Oh, okay, let's get him back on here. Let's get a little Eddie back on here. We're not taking any calls right now, okay? Let's get him back on here. But you guys, it's important to really make sure you guys are tapping into the gems that he's dropping, because he's definitely dropping some gems right now. Alright, that's a fact.
Oh God, now we're not gonna ring. Yo, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yeah, my bad, bro. I'm getting all these pop-ups on my phone. I was trying to like block them out, but it leaked in. But no, like, yeah, definitely, like, you know, and even that, like, to tap in on that, like, it was important for me to know the great choreographers in the game, and it was important for me to know, you know, you look at an artist and be like, oh, that was, you know, that was Marty. Oh, that was, you know, Laurieann Gibson, that's Brian Freeman. That's, you know, all of those choreographers were important to when you wanted to be an artist. You were like, yo, that the world of the artist was built around the choreographers. Like, artists were developed back in the day on the Motown era. They would practice for hours and hours and hours, and the world they created around them would make the artist even greater. You know what I mean? Those things were so important, just to know that knowledge.
That's 100%. Like you just mentioned, some Brian Freeman. Come on, these people have been working with some of the greatest in the industry. People just gotta. I feel like that A&Rs and art development and choreographers and all of those things are so important into really making a real legit artist. You know, if that makes sense. And I feel like along the lines, that has been lost. You know, come up in the era where you've actually seen people had to be cultivated. You know what I'm saying? And as a matter of fact, you know, you are part of an era that you were cultivated. You know what I'm saying? But let me ask you this. Who were the people that inspired you to kind of do what you did? Like, who did you look up to? Like, yo, this music is kind of why I love R&B so much. Like,
man, like, I mean, I would say, like, the greats, Michael and Whitney, the greatest artist of all time, male and female, to start there, you know, and I would never take... It could just can never get any greater than them. And there's no one in the world that can say they were never inspired by them. And everyone else falls underneath. But I, to its own right, like, I love, you know, from Biggie to Jay-Z to Mary to, you know, to Nas to, you know, Stevie to Donnie to Ella Fitzgerald to Frank Sinatra, and then everything in my culture, Juan Luis Guerra, Mark Anthony, like there was just so much music I was retaining and studying and practicing. Kim Burrell, you know, Donnie McClurkin, and it was just so much music. I kind of ate it up. But when I was younger, I would shed. It was called shedding, to just listen to music and practice and learn how to do what they're doing, mimic, and then apply your own technique and learn and find your own voice in the middle. And I'm a fan of everything new. Like I'm never gonna stop being a fan. Like I love so many artists today, and I love what they're doing, and I love the new generation, because I feel like, you know, the children are the future. And I love Lil Uzi, I love, you know, Adele, I love Dua Lipa, I love so many artists. Like I will always be inspired by what's out and what's now and what's relevant. And if I don't understand something before I go say I don't like it, I try to understand what makes it so different, and versus saying I don't like it. You know what I mean?
Man, let me ask you this now. You've worked with so many people in the industry as a songwriter, Jennifer Lopez, Usher, so many people. How did you, you know, like talk to us about how you got into that, and how you made the transition from, like, you know, musician to songwriter and vice versa?
Well, like I always started as a songwriter, a singer-songwriter, and I would, so like my demos and stuff, like I would tell producers like, oh, I know how to write songs. And it was purposely to get behind the mic, because I was this Latin boy that it was like, ah, man, you probably like, what the hell he gonna do? You know what I mean? But when they would hear me sing, they'd be like, wow, you have a dope voice. And I really didn't even know I could write songs. And people would just want to record my songs. It really, since I was young, I was placing songs on the charts before I ever like released a song as an artist. You know what I mean? And that's just like a blessing. It really tied into each other, like just writing music. And I guess that was therapeutic for me, for everything I've been through as a child growing up in my lifestyle, my you know, my family, with everything we've been through. And, you know, I came from a real testimony. So I think that was just a coping mechanism in its own right. But it was a gift that was given to me. And when I got into the industry, I learned a lot more about different genres and what is, you know, ways to write and how to make things more hooky and catchy, and don't bore us, get to the chorus, write as much choruses as you can, write things that people are gonna catch on to. And now I'm just trying to write from the heart more than ever, and currently in this stage of my life, and forget a lot of just, because things become formula, and things become, you find yourself chasing the business of it all, and the, you know, what's supposedly right, and the, you know, those what I would say, those templates. And I'm now just trying to dig deeper into that next layer of the heart, and just kind of just give people, you know, music that's just honest and real and truthful. You know what I mean?
So now, what was like your first big writing deal that you was like, yo, I scored a big one? Like in terms of like placement, like what was like your
first one? Man, my first big placement was Carl Thomas featuring LL Cool J. You know, She Is. And I remember I had to be like Carl Thomas' biggest fan at the time. Like that first album was so phenomenal. And I remember like I even had a poster of Carl Thomas, because I was like, this man's voice is everything that I want my voice to do and be, you know. And I was such a big fan, and I loved that album. It's a classic still to this day. And then I remember being called in to write this song, and I became like the single, and I was just like, whoa, like this is unbelievable. Like this is, no one believed me until the charts came out and they see my name on Billboard. And I was about 16 years old.
You were 16 years old when you scored that?
Yeah, bro. I was still in high school.
So guys, walk us back to that now. So now, how important is being connected and just kind of networking, keeping your ear to the street and doing all of that in terms of wanting to be successful in this industry? Because you got a placement at 16, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of people are 42 and still looking for a placement, you know what I'm saying? So like,
I hear that. I mean, like, once again, I think like, a lot of things got to line up, you know, timing, preparation, you know. Diane Warren, I asked her one question. I said, like, how do you think you got to where you at, and why are you who you are? And she said, you know, and I told her, what would you recommend and tell me? And she said, just show up, you know, meaning show up in every way. Like, when an opportunity is given to you, don't take it lightly. Show up and show out and, you know, show off and go hard and make yourself known. And, you know, don't. And that's what I did, I think. I think when I got to the place, by the time I even got in front of Diddy, I walked around the city a million times just to get to that place. Like, there's not a piece of pavement in New York that I did not walk on, you know. And I was singing, and I was so hungry, you know. And I'm trying to, that's my goal now, to get back to that little kid that just wanted to do music, you know. And that's why I always try to tell people who's been in the game for a long time, or people who's starting in this, like, don't lose that child, that dream, that hunger, you know. Don't, it doesn't matter what you've accomplished, like, pat yourself in the back, put it on the wall, thank God for it, and keep going, because there's so much more we have to do, and so much more fingerprints we have to leave on people's hearts, and so much more legacy in us, you know what I mean? And I never, like, I still don't look back. I'm still very humbled by it, and I know I'm just a vessel. Like, all of this, I give the glory to God for it, and I just feel like, you know, there's so much more in me, and I think when you come from humility and adversity, it just, you're born with that extra gear, and you realize, like, yo, this could all be snatched from underneath you at any given time, you know what I mean? At any given time. So I think, I was prepared in my own right. I have to give myself credit. Like, I was prepared, you know what I mean?
Now, 12 Grammys, 12 NAMI Grammys. Talk to us about, you know, and then get into your new music that you got coming up, but talk to us just about how it feels to just be even acknowledged 12 times, man. Even if you didn't win, but the fact that you were, you
know. Yeah, no, I mean, I won a few of them, but it's cool, but not, like, it's always a blessing, man. And I think, I'm honored to just be a part of so many different legacies, like Charlie Wilson and Layla Hathaway and Elder Barge and Beanie Man and Kylie Minogue, and just, and they're all in different genres, Maluma and Nicki Jam, and so many artists that I've done. I've been a part of great albums, but I still, once again, feel like there's so much more left inside of me. And I know that there's so many more songs left and so many more important things that I have to get to. It's a blessing, and I'm just ready to write the greatest songs now. I'm ready to touch more hearts. I'm ready to, you know, be more honest, shed more skin. I'm always a student. I'm eager to keep learning. You know what I mean? That's how I feel about it all.
Definitely, man. So now, going into new music, man, what do you got going on up for us? Anything that we should be looking out for?
Yeah, man, I may have something really, really dope dropping Friday. Not me as an artist, but I have a lot of videos done. I have videos, my music videos done. I'm saying, like, English songs, Spanish songs, but high-end mid videos done. I'm trying to set it all up. Been speaking to a lot of different people and how to release it. There's also a lot of distribution interest. There's a lot of international things I'm doing. I've been working with a lot of different artists, like Steph London. I've done some stuff with even Burna Boy. I did something with Jason Derulo, which I worked in before. And then I have, like, my own label I'm building called Broken Hearts Club. And there's some artists on there I'm super excited about. And I think that, you know, I'm trying to do this for the culture, and I'm trying to make, you know, my other fellow Latinos that come from a real place like me, the Spanglish movement, known, you know. And I think people like Cardi B have, like, opened that door. And, I got a lot of tricks and talented artists up my sleeve, and things that I've been developing for the last 3 to 4 years, like putting in a lot of work, making these videos and building this vision. And, you know, I'm putting my own money where my mouth is, and they say building and they will come, and that's what I've been working on as well. So it's a lot of multiple things I've been doing for sure, you know?
And you working, man. That you has racked up millions of views on millions of plays on Spotify, bro. Like, your music even speaks on its own, not to mention all the that you have done sidebar and fighting. You know what I'm saying?
Amazing.
You don't get to work with that many legends. You know? So we wanted to just make sure we give people their roses while they're here. I'm Jamaican.
That's amazing.
I'm still Jamaican, so I'm Caribbean and Puerto Ricans and Jamaicans. Caribbean water, you know what I'm saying?
You already know.
You know, so that's just how it is. And I'm in New York, and I gotta hear me. New York.
What?
You can hear me?
It was kind of glitching that part.
You know, I'll say I have a school out here. It's called Lotus Creations Academy. And it's a performing arts school where right now we focus on hip hop and teaching dance. In the pandemic, we've been kind of making the work with what we got. But it's been super dope. We've had a lot of celebrity engagement, a lot of celebrity participation. We had, like, you know, D Woods from, you know, that used to be.
Yeah. She's making the band.
Yep. And she
Vanity King.
Yep. She used to do classes. She does classes with us ever so often. You know what I'm saying? So I like to just keep people that really know what they're doing in the fold. You know? And you definitely got something to be legendary, bro. I already know you got.
Thank you, bro. That's the goal. That's the focus. You know, I mean, leave a legacy, man.
That's what it is. But then the legacy. So now, New York's now, how important is it to put people on, right? Because I see a lot of people saying, yo, little Eddie gave people a chance. That's why he deserves it. And I saw somebody else say, little Eddie, they definitely need your roses comments as well. How important is it to put people on and give people an opportunity?
I think it's important to always pay it forward in life because, like I said, man, I grew up in the projects in Spanish Harlem. I was homeless for 3 years. You know, I come from abusive childhood. I've been through a lot of things in my life. And it wasn't for, you know, one person leading me to the next and the next person leading me to the next. Like, I would never be here today talking about all these amazing opportunities and pieces of work that I've been able to bless the world with. And like I said, everything I own, my socks to my house in L.A., everything is all from music. And that is just... that's bigger than me. That's larger than me. Like, I can't walk around and give myself the glory. Like, I got to remember how I got there. And it was one step at a time, one person, you know, leading me to the next person. And I don't believe in scarcity either, you know. And I think a lot of people are scared to help out the next man because they believe that, you know, mm-hmm. If I show them this opportunity or I present this opportunity to them, then I'm going to lose out on my chance, so I'm not going to get anything. And I think now when you have that connection with the man upstairs,
you know, man,
that was for you, it's for you, and no man could take it away. No man could put up roadblock. You know what I mean? Like, so I'm connected in that way, and it's so gratifying to be like, yo, at least I could be the glue in some sort of way, or, you know, at least I could, like, just watch... plant a seed or be the water and watch this thing grow. You know what I mean? And and I always, everyone I've ever been in their life that hard, which is a few people, you know, a few people in this world that really know me and I've been able to bless them in a way where they, you know, they're doing their thing for real. And they know that I've always said, pay it forward. You know, don't cap yourself in that way. Like, you always want to pay it forward. Look for be that person that you always wish could be in your life to the next man. You know what I mean?
That's a good fact. And the fact that you definitely feel like you got on is the fact that you know that you're going to be legendary. Everybody that's legendary has put somebody else on. It's just that it is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Look, you got forward in order to get your blessings. That's just how I feel. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You definitely gems. Anything that we should be on the lookout for now?
I just say, yo, like, just keep supporting me if you know who I am. If you don't know who I am, like, just keep it locked with Lil Eddie. Like, I come from a real place, and I'm here to bring people inspiration. I'm so far from perfect, but I'm the kind of dude that just, I want to show the world that if you have a dream and you have a vision, that it can come true, man, with persistence and putting God first. That's how I do it. That's my life. And, yeah, man, I just want to spread more love and give people music and artists that are amazing besides myself. You know what I mean? Romania. Hey. Yeah.
But, man, you in New York, we definitely got to. You know what I'm saying? I work with a lot of dope people in the industry as well. And I'm like, you got something to definitely offer. I'm trying to figure out how to do a music course. Maybe like the business side of music. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Who would be interested, you know, but we'll definitely talk offline.
For sure, man.
And anytime you need some dances, man, you got to holler at your boy.
Jeez.
We got that on lock over here. But, man, thank you coming on and giving this audience. We'll definitely continue to support you, bro.
Thank you so much, man.
Of course, man. All right, so now let everybody know they can find you, man.
Okay, cool. Just Lil Eddie, LILEDDIE on Instagram. On my artist page on Facebook, Lil Eddie. Twitter is Lil Eddie. So it's that simple, you know what I mean? Like, you can always hit me up. If you think you really dope, producer, writer, artist, just send me your stuff. I always like to give people inspiration back. And like I said, I like to collab. I like to work with people. So, you know, and once again, just make sure that you prepared, you know, you prepared before you go and reach out to anybody in this industry. And you're really strong and solid about your material and your product before you jump the gun, you know. And if you just want advice, whatever, you know, I'm the kind of guy that kind of gives that. I try to get to everybody that hits me. And like I said, man, I'm just thankful for anybody who supports me and anybody new who is going to support me in the future, you know?
Absolutely, man. Well, man, we all on for excellent, man. You know how to definitely give us excellence. If you don't mind, before you close out, you want to give us a quick vocal?
Yeah, I'll try to give you a little something for Valentine's Day.
Go ahead, give us something.
My cherry, more lovely as a summer day. My cherry, more distant as the Milky Way. My cherry, more pretty little one that I adore. You're the only girl my heart beats for. How I wish that you were mine. That's something. That's a little something.
Hey, man, you killed
Happy
that.
Happy Valentine's Day, too, to everybody. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Man, and I love classics, man. Classics. Kids. All the classics. But, man, they're giving you fire emojis.
Yeah, thank you, everybody, man. Love it. Least, love always.
Love it, too. Man, look, Eddie, appreciate you coming on here. Don't forget, we're going to get you on. We got a new project to push. You got to come on and give a show.
All day, man. All day. Thank you guys again, man. Peace and love always.
All right, man. We'll talk soon, bro.
Jeez.
All right, Lil Eddie, everybody. So. Gotta click the X, Lil. There we go. He's all right, man. That was Lil Eddie, everybody. Make sure y'all are tapped in with him. Yo, he's dropped a lot of gems. But the most important thing that I took away from that was you got to pay it forward to get it back. You got to put people on, yo. You see, he was 16 hustling. That is kind of insane. 16 and hustling is kind of insane. You know what I'm saying? Getting placed at 16 is kind of insane. You know what I'm saying? So make sure you're doing the work. Make sure you're networking. Make sure you're hustling. You know what I'm saying? And just be a good person. I promise you to always come back. Little Eddie, me, you're going to definitely connect, man. You're going to definitely connect. All right, let's get the King Jamel on here. Jamel, are you in the building? Woo, technical difficulties all day. Stay blessed. Yo, you stay blessed. I appreciate all of y'all. Alexis, what up? That's my little sis. Yo, what up, Alexis? Law Manson, what up, Law, bro? You be tuning in, man. I appreciate you. Joseph, MSC. What's going on? What's going on? Yo, I appreciate y'all all showing love. Yo, this is Black Culture to Break Down. This is season 2, episode 3, and it's Movies and Music for Love. We just had a little Eddie come off the live. It's 12-time Grammy nominee, all right? Make sure y'all understand what time that is. That's 12-time Grammy nominee. Do you even have one-time Grammy nominee? Like, you know, like, yeah, like let's think about this. Like, do you even have a Grammy? He's actually won a few of those. You know what I'm saying? So, actually really understand excellence when it's there. But let's get Jamel. Let me see. I'm going to say, I don't. Let's see. Well, you know, we're about to get Jamel on here. But, you know, it's literally been roller coaster. This year has been crazy, but I'm grateful. You know what I'm saying? If you don't fight for something, it ain't gonna happen. I don't back down to nothing. I don't back down to nobody. I literally go for what it is that I want, and that is what you have to do. Yo, little Eddie said, I have to keep mentioning this, at 16 years old, he got his first placement for Carl Thomas.
What?
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you was zoned in. Imagine, what were you doing at 16 years old? What was I doing at 16 years old? You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to think about it. Like, you have to have a divine sense of, I want to make it for real, to really make it out of, like, a situation that's, like, not ideal, but to really level up and be on top. And that's, I think, is a beautiful thing. Yo, Aldrin was dropping some gems, too, today on Gospel Church. Make sure y'all tapped in with Aldrin. He has the biggest gospel entertainment platform in the world. So make sure y'all are tapped in. And he is a, you know, a segment on Black Culture to Break Down. It's called Gospel Church. So make sure y'all are tapped in because he definitely dropped the knowledge. All right. Law Manson said warrior mentality. Yo, you gotta have a warrior mentality. If you backing down, then you're not taking the crown. That's just how I feel. You gotta be able to stand up and take what it is that you want. But I'm gonna say this. A lot of times we're fighting for what we want. You have to know how to read the room, and you have to know how to play it strategic. Because you don't want to come across too, like, you know what I'm saying? You don't want to come across like overbearing and belligerent. And I think that's a lot for people to process as well. You got to be strategic. You got to know when to observe a situation and then know when to strike. You know what I'm saying? And that's just how to play chess. You got to play chess out here. It's not checkers. You got to know how to move. I think that's important. That's super important. Anyways. Well, you guys, thank y'all for tuning into Black Culture to Break Down. I'm not sure where Jamel is. He is not on the live. He was on the live, but I'm not sure what's going on. I'm going to tap in with him and see what's going on. And maybe I may come back on here tonight, but Jersey's tired. I've been working this whole weekend. So maybe Jamel may have to do a rain check and we can do this another time. And that's okay with me. But in the meantime, I could read some comments. Level up. Yes, absolutely. Lil Eddie was one of my inspirations in singing in the room. Philippines, from Philippines. May God bless us all. Yo, from the Philippines, people are getting touched. You understand? When you're dope at what you do, people reach you from far away. Yo, I don't think y'all, hold on, let me just read y'all. Actually, I'm going to stay on for a little bit. Why not? Let me just read y'all what Lil Eddie's discography consists of, okay? Because I don't think y'all are aware of who was on the live just now. And if you're not tapped in, you're not tapped in. Lil Eddie has worked for The Dream, written for The Dream, Carl Thomas, Mario Winans, Urban Music, Mario, Usher, ATL featuring Cassidy, B5, Jennifer Lopez, Lil Rock Players featuring Joe, 112, JoJo, Ruben Studder, P. Diddy, Monroe's, Joe, Kylie, Tahara, Cherry Dennis, Jay Sean, Kids Hall, Paula Abdul. This is crazy, okay? I don't think y'all, and the list keeps going. Nina Sky, Maya, El DeBarge, okay? Cody Simpson. I don't think y'all understand. That's what was just on the live just now. So, you know, like, so when people read Aura, like, the list keeps going. You can actually just, I'm gonna let y'all see a little behind the scenes real quick, all right? So I want y'all, this is his people that he's worked with, okay? This is who he's written for. I need you guys to understand. Yeah, we have to start to cherish excellence. Lil Eddie, all right? Boom, boom, boom. Let's back up so we can understand. That was who was on here. Let's start to really cherish and understand excellence for real. You know what I'm saying? And really showcase people that really do what they do for real. And let's not put people in the pedestal that is doing bullshit. Let's not, enough of the woes and all this TikTok and the music that's really has no substance. You have no talent. You can't really sing. Your flows, your melody is whack. You can't dance. Your painting has no substance. You're not a great actor. Like, let's really put people back to where they need to be in classes. They should be training in artist development. All right? But yo, I appreciate y'all for just tuning in and tapping in with me. I'm just really, okay. Patty is really it for real, okay? Let's really bring them back to artist development and let's start to take some classes. Everybody has to get back to the basics, all right? Can I just showcase my studio real quick? All right, I had a showcase and I feel like they killed this and I just want to showcase it to y'all because they killed it. Take a look. There's no sound? Okay. There's no sound? That's a problem. See, this is what I'm talking about. I can't live my life on social media like this. I need a real show. Okay, that's going to be on TV where I can have a sound and a tech crew and we're going to speak this into existence because that's what we're going to have, all right? There's no sound. I want to be able to play my stuff and let it be able to move the way it need to move. I need my sound effects to work when it need to work. My iPad is done for. I need to, you understand? You can't even hear me talking right now? Y'all can't even hear me right now? Yeah, no sound right now? Me talking, y'all can't hear me? Hold on a second. That's cool. Where you should be on Instagram if you're trying me right now. Y'all can't hear me? Let me know if you can hear me, though. Can you hear me? Oh, okay. Woo, Hallie. Yo, listen. You know, this is the problem. I choose not to live this life anymore. Okay, thank y'all so much for tuning in. And it's all about Black culture to break down and literally getting people get up to dominate this industry in the best way with quality and people that's talented at the forefront, period, all right? We ain't have nobody that's not gifted no more, all right? Insta is tweaking, Hallie, let them know. And Christina, I can hear you, thank you so much. Patty, we can hear you, just not the dance video. That's okay. It's also on my Instagram, so when y'all get off, y'all can actually go check it out right now on my gram. Drop a comment on there. We did that for Melvin Riley, which debuted on pay-per-view yesterday. All right, so woo-woo to the dancers, because that was lit, and they did that in one rehearsal. We're going to celebrate Black excellence. We're going to celebrate people that really know what time it is. All right? Melvin Riley knew what time it was. Let me light up. You know what? All right, that's Melvin Riley. Oh, Sheila, and love you. All right, that's Melvin Riley. Oh, what makes me want to you know me? Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. But make sure y'all tapped into that because I feel like they danced their asses off. And I really want to make sure that we celebrate good music, good dance, and good choreography. But appreciate y'all. This is Black Culture to Break Down. We're going to be tapping in soon. Today we had Lil Eddie and Jamel Howard did tune in for a little bit but had to go for unforeseen circumstances, but we're going to get him back on sooner or later. But appreciate y'all. I am super tired, so I am logging out. All right, y'all. Yada here. Peace.